This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Sandy Hook families reach a settlement with a gunmaker. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Families of some of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims have reached a $73 million settlement in a lawsuit against Remington. They accused the now bankrupt gunmaker of irresponsibly marketing the rifle used in the shooting, which killed 20 first graders and 6 educators in Newtown, Connecticut. Gun control advocates say the settlement is a sign of things to come. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Good morning, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri.
So a sign of things to come. How so?
Yeah, gun control advocates see this settlement as a crack in a 2005 federal law, which has provided a liability shield to gun makers. That law essentially says you can't sue a gun maker and hold them responsible for what a criminal does with the weapons those companies make. Sandy Hook families got around that liability shield through an exception in the law that says that a gun maker can be sued if it violated state laws about marketing its products. And that's what the Sandy Hook lawsuit was about, marketing. The families say Remington improperly marketed a powerful rifle it made to younger at-risk men, and that includes Adam Lanza, the Sandy Hook killer. And as part of the settlement, a lot of Remington's internal documents will be made public.
The families say they hope the lawsuit results in changes in certain gun industry practices. How likely is that?
That's really the big question here, Sabri. The Supreme Court hasn't weighed in on this legal strategy yet. It declined to hear an earlier appeal of this case. But until this lawsuit, many legal experts thought the gun manufacturer's immunity shield was essentially impenetrable. Now gun control advocates are using terms like groundbreaking, so they see an opening. Gun rights groups? Not so sure. Remington's lawyers argued that the families didn't show any direct link between the company's marketing campaigns and Adam Lanza's actions. And the settlement wasn't even with Remington. It's bankrupt. The settlement was with its insurance companies. And these are the reasons why gun rights groups are unconvinced. They believe that any other lawsuit against a gun manufacturer that's still in business, they believe that lawsuit would end differently.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Universal basic income is the idea that the government guarantees some minimum level of income for a country's citizens. Governments around the world have toyed with the idea here and there. And now the government of Wales, the United Kingdom, is the latest place to test this concept out. It'll be offering the equivalent of $2,200 a month to young people who are leaving foster care. This is reportedly the highest amount offered in any international trial run. The BBC's Howell Griffith reports.
From Kenya to California, basic income schemes where a government pays all individuals a set amount of money regardless of their means have been tried around the globe as a way of alleviating poverty. The Welsh government's offer is targeted at a specific group, young people leaving the care system who, as they turn 18, will become eligible for payments regardless of whether or not they have a job. It's thought that more than 500 people could apply over the two-year pilot. Critics argue the money would be better spent on extra support services, while the Welsh Conservatives say schemes like this waste money and fail to incentivise work. The Welsh government says it wants to ensure the most vulnerable people in society are supported.
That's Hal Griffith with our reporting partner, the BBC. Let's do the numbers. Dow and S&P futures are down around 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are about flat. Dow futures down 39 points. 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.038%.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
For decades now, the American Southwest has been experiencing a serious drought. New research is showing just how serious it is. According to a study published this week in the journal Nature Climate Change, it is the worst drought the region has experienced in 1,200 years. It's been particularly hard on farmers and ranchers. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports on how they're adapting.
Ranchers in the Southwest didn't worry so much about precipitation when Marjorie Lentano was learning the ropes back in the 70s.
Those are the years that we've seen a lot of rainfall and even snow. I remember seeing snow at my knee high, so there's quite a big difference.
Lentano is a third-generation cattle rancher on the Navajo Nation in New Mexico. She noticed drier conditions setting in about a decade ago. Then, about 4 years ago, she made a difficult call and started selling off cattle her rangeland could no longer support.
It's causing a financial hardship on us.
And that hardship probably won't let up soon, according to climate scientist Jason Smerdin.
The likelihood that this drought continues into this summer is very high.
Smerdin is at Columbia University and a co-author on the study that found the West's current mega drought is the worst since at least the year 800. He says part of what's going on is just an unlucky run of low precipitation in the West.
But on top of that, the West has been warming.
Thanks to increased greenhouse gas emissions.
42% of the severity of this event can be tied to the warming out West, which is directly due to human activities.
Farmers in the Southwest have been adapting to the hotter, drier conditions, says economist John Fleck at the University of New Mexico.
The important food supply crops, the nut crops in California, the lettuce and vegetables down in the lower Colorado River Basin, we still grow as much of those as ever.
But he says farmers are dropping crops and livestock that aren't essential to the country's food supply and can be produced in wetter places. That doesn't mean local economies won't suffer. Take New Mexico's Hatch Valley and its iconic chili crop that's very sensitive to drought.
I love my chili. I really love my Hatch chili, but I'm not worried that if Hatch stops growing chili, I won't be able to get chili.
Fleck says we'd get our chili from someplace else, but local economies that are built around the Hatch chili crop would be left behind. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.